How are we doing, Rams Nation? We are back once again for another episode of Rams Top Chef.
Guys, we're doing a holiday throwdown today. Let me tell you a little bit about it. So we have a sriracha glazed green bean casserole, a little bit of white truffle and chive mashed potatoes, some of these guys' favorite holiday items. And then in addition to that, we have a Jack Daniel's honey glazed ham. Doesn't get any better than that. You guys ready for this?
Ready for it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Team on three. One, two, three, team! Cody, I'm going to use your help a little bit over here. And first, a little bit of 100% pure butter. Let's go ahead and add this to my cast iron skillet right over here. Johnny, if you want to go ahead, since this is your home oven, just go ahead and kick that on. Let's do medium heat. So I have two different varieties of green beans, okay? I have a green bean. And
yellow
bean,
right?
Yeah, and a wax bean, a yellow wax bean. So all I've done to prepare these for the cooking is I've just blanched these in a little bit of salted boiling water. I gave them about a 30-second blanch. And then I just cropped the tops and the bottom off. So, Johnny, let's go ahead and add those mushrooms.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Ready, Cody?
Butter's ready.
You can do one.
All right, let's do it.
Teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Nice.
Especially around the holiday season. You never have enough teamwork. Like that.
Oh,
awesome. You're doing exactly what we want to do. See how he's spreading out the mushrooms, Johnny, so they're in a single layer? But we don't want to stir them too soon. And we can actually, if you want to rock that heat on high at this point, to get an additional sear. Johnny, I need an assist here, please.
Got it.
So let's get a little bit of sea salt and fresh cracked black pepper. Let's go straight on top of those mushrooms and season them up. So one of the things I learned doing the last cooking segment with Johnny where we did the carne asada stuffed chili rellenos is that Johnny is actually an avid cook. So next, Johnny, let's go ahead and add this flour. And this is just an all-purpose flour.
Johnny, do you have any special sayings that you like to do whenever you're cooking?
I don't. I'm
little pow, a little bang, anything?
I'm Emeril Lagasse, but if I did have one, it'd probably be like... Schwam!
There we go.
Yeah, I think schwam.
I was wondering, schwam?
I think schwam is it now.
Okay.
Yeah. And schwam. There it is. Nice. I
love it.
Yeah.
Johnny, we're going to take that to a khaki color, and let me show you what we're going to add next.
Nice.
So this is some O-Organics chicken stock here. Chicken broth, actually. Go ahead and add about half of that.
Half of this, okay.
Before you do that, though, this is important. So, Cody, as soon as he starts pouring in that chicken broth, you're good. Yeah, you got it. Ooh, you're going to need to stir that.
Going. All right.
You guys ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
All right, Cody. 3, 2, 1.
There you go, perfect. I like it, it's looking
good. Stir it up.
So the next thing we're gonna do is add a little bit of Lucerne heavy whipping cream. So
you got this one, Chef Dave, you got this one.
I'll trust myself. And we're going in. You're doing great.
Season it up.
Ooh, I love it.
Season it up.
You guys know what to do. A little bit of coarse sea salt going in from Johnny Hecker, number 6.
There it is. Throw in the number, get it, forgot.
Coarse sea salt. All right, guys, so nice job making the sauce. We're gonna finish up our assembly here. Like I said, we've layered the blanched green beans in with the mushroom sauce. So, Cody, if you just want to finish the final layer of green beans, put a little bit of those on top.
Right.
Looking good. Johnny got some slicing action going on with the scallions. I love it. Using proper good knife techniques, too, like a true professional. Excellent.
There you go.
Nice work, guys. Let's go ahead and take a little bit of our mushroom sauce that we just made from scratch, Cody. Go ahead and put a little drizzle on top of that green bean casserole. Go ahead and add some of those French fried onions on top. So, Johnny, let's go ahead, sprinkle the scallions on top, and then a little bit of the almonds, too. So we preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Let's go ahead and put that in the oven, and we're going to leave that in there to 15 to 20 minutes until it's hot in the middle.
All right, buddy, we'll see you in a little bit. Getting nice and delicious for us, okay?
All right, guys, so excellent work on the green bean casserole. We got that in the oven. It is hyped, and it is working well, okay? Next, what we're going to do is make some truffled chive mashed potatoes. Does that sound good to you guys?
Sounds really good.
Sounds awesome. Very good.
So here's what we're going to do first, okay? So, Johnny, we've already put a little bit of water in our pot back there, and if you want to go ahead and just kick that on to high... Let me talk to you about the kind of water we put in the pot, okay? So we want to make sure that we fill the pot with cold water, then add the potatoes when it's cold. This is the reason why. If you add the potatoes to hot boiling water, the outside of the potatoes cooks faster than the inside of potatoes. You guys ever had mushy mashed potatoes before? The kinds that are all waterlogged?
Mm-hmm.
That's why that happens. So cold water start. We're going to start with the potatoes. And we're using today, Johnny's favorite once again, the O-Organics baby potatoes.
Perfect.
All right, so Cody, just go ahead and take that bag, dump it directly into the water like that.
All right.
Johnny, my seasoning master.
Nice.
Would you mind hooking it up with a little bit of salt?
A little splash.
All right, awesome, guys. So we went ahead and we pulled our potatoes off. They're almost done, right? Nice and tender. We checked them with a fork, which is the best way to check the potatoes. Next, let's go ahead and grab our Lucerne heavy cream.
Cool.
And Cody, if you want to assist with a little bit of butter right there. All right. See, I got that chunk of butter. So let's start the heat, and okay, let's go to medium heat. And let's have Cody going first with that butter there, all right? Just that whole thing.
Come half stick.
Nice there job. All right, so the butter's starting to melt. I love it. Once that butter starts to get a little bit more liquid, we're going to add the cream. And we'll add cream until it's about 3/4 of the way up there.
Okay.
We'll call that about 1 cup of Lucerne heavy cream.
Nice.
We're using an O-Organics butter today, keeping it pure. I love it. Awesome.
I like the smell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of my favorite pastimes, too.
Watching buttermilk.
That's kind of like watching paint dry, I guess.
Right.
But tastier.
Much tastier, yes.
I love it. So go ahead and fill that up about 3/4 of the way, that heavy cream. Now, here's the reason why we want to heat up our cream and butter. And Cody, you can actually start if you want. We have our hot potatoes over here.
Hot potato.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start mashing them up just like that. The reason we want to heat up our cream and butter before we put them into the potatoes is these potatoes are hot, right? We want to serve
motion.
The potatoes hot, and we don't want to cool them down in between.
Right.
And I'm going to chop some of these chives up. We're going to do the triple threat here, okay? So I have some local chives, and these are grown in a hydroponic farm, so I'm just going to chop off the bottoms there. I chop them in half just like that. So I'm essentially, I'll even go like that, just tripling, or actually cutting a third the amount of time that I use to chop these. I just go through here, chop these into small little bits. Awesome. So we're looking good there. Hey, that's looking good. I actually would like you to take that, dump that whole thing in right on top of Cody's potatoes there.
Keep it saucy.
Go. Now, Cody, this is important. You're dealing with hot potatoes, hot cream, mash gently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, good timing.
I thought you were going to say fast. I was about to.
Yes.
So we're going to mash gently until it gets all mixed in there. Then, guys, we're going to kick it up for the holidays, right?
Kick it up.
Yes, you know it.
So one of the things that we're going to be adding is this white truffle oil. Now, on this, you only need a drop or two to really make this happen. But the thing about it is it adds that extra elegance to our holidays, right?
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna add literally just a little drop there, and that's all that we need. I'm gonna go ahead and add my chives to it. All right, now let that sit for a minute. I'm just gonna add this. There we go.
Boom. All right, chef, it's coming together.
Cool, guys. So we got our truffled mashed potatoes. We got our chives mixed in there. Nice. I love your plating technique there. Looking great, Johnny.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Seen you do this before. I've been studying from far, watching all Chef Dave's promotional films.
Let me talk about this ingredient here. It's a little bit of gold leaf, right? So it's during the holidays. We got to hook it up. And plus, one of the Rams colors on top of blue is, of course, gold. So
right.
The technique, you already know, you're going to take all the right. knife, get a couple gold leaves there, and put them right on top of our gold bowl and our gold mashed potatoes.
Wow.
Let's see if I can get this going here.
These are definitely the fanciest mashed potatoes either of us will ever eat in our whole life.
Awesome. So, guys, I got spoons right there. Why don't you go ahead and take a little scoop of those. Tell me what you think of your work.
Let's do it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Nice. Give me a little.
Gotta get some.
Here. Yeah, you got it.
Of course. You're dominating right now.
And then, Johnny, let's go ahead and check out how our green bean casserole
cool.
is doing, right?
Let's check it out.
Nice, we got that crisp brown onions on the top. We can go right there with it. And I'll sit and close in this. Next, Johnny, why don't you go ahead and do the honors.
Right,
give it a little sriracha glaze on top. I love that technique, look at that.
Oof,
perfect.
Plating.
Perfect, guys.
Yeah, a little bit. I shouldn't have touched that.
Yeah. You can see what you created there.
All right.
Go ahead.
Just put the sriracha on.
Just put the sriracha on.
I get the extra green bean hanging out of the mouth.
Yeah.
Wow.
So our meal's coming together, right? We got our gold truffle chive mashed potatoes over here. We got our sriracha glazed green beans over here. But we're missing something, guys. The centerpiece, right?
The main course.
So let's hook it up. I'm going to show you how coming up next. So the only thing that we're missing in this beautiful lineup here is the ham, right?
Need some meat.
We need some meat on the plate. I love it.
So
I'm going to show you how to make this beautiful Jack Daniel's honey glaze. Mm. We're going to glaze up our ham. All right, so check this out. We're going to be right here. Cody, go ahead. I'm going to have you actually take the Old Organics brown sugar.
Okay.
Keeping it nice and pure. And we're going to add in, just add in about, let's say a cup and a half of that, right? Just eyeball. A little bit extra sugar definitely doesn't hurt during the holidays either. So Johnny, go ahead and zest that orange into our glaze.
All right, whole orange?
Yeah, zest the whole entire orange. So go ahead and pour about 2 shots worth of Jack Daniel's honey into our glaze there.
Just eyeball it.
Yep, eyeball it. If you had a little bit extra, you know what, not a big deal.
There's some college shots for sure.
Yeah, those are pretty
Texas
shots.
You know, Texas-sized shots right there, I guess.
Cody, I got some ground clove right there, so go ahead and pop the top on that bad boy and just shake about a teaspoon in there. I'll tell you when to stop. All right, that's looking good right there. So, Cody, we got our spatula right here. Let's go ahead and make this thing happen. Let's mix up our glaze. So we're just looking to dissolve the sugars just a little bit, right? But it's going to be a thick mass of brown sugar, Jack Daniel's, and orange zest. Cody, let's go ahead and mix off to the side here. And then, Johnny, I'm going to have you take the ham out of the oven. I think it's about time. It should be warm throughout. We're going to put it right up here. So Cody, the next part of this process, when Johnny puts the ham up here, all you're gonna do is pour that glaze. Yeah, look at that thing.
Wow.
Spiral cut, ready to go.
Spiral cut, we're not wasting time, right? We're busy guys, we got a lot to do. It's the holiday. So Cody, go ahead and pour that right over the top and kind of rub it in around the outside as you go, okay? Now, is there an exact method to how you have to do this? No, not really. Just make it happen, and it's gonna look great. Yeah, that's awesome.
Trying to get in those creases there.
I love it.
That's smart. The crevices need it.
Yeah, let's go back to the oven with it. And so, Johnny, we can just go back on the bottom.
Should I can't just eat it right now, Chef Dave?
Oh, you could. You absolutely could. Yeah, but trust me, it'll be better in just a couple minutes.
Patience is a virtue, right?
I agree.
Nice.
All right, so guys, check it out. We pulled the ham out of the oven, right? Cody and Johnny, both of you guys, tag team that amazing Jack Daniel's glaze, right? And we can see that the sugar is crystallized on the outside. It's looking beautiful. Mm. And the smell, and actually just standing here, is awe-inspiring.
I wish they could smell this because it is. It smells like the holidays, kind of. Like.
I'm a big fan of garnishing, right? We've garnished our other items here. So we have a little bit of thyme sprigs there. Just take them, sprinkle them all over the ham as you see fit. That's like...
It has to stay perfect.
That is the front cover of a magazine right there.
There we go.
Outstanding. So, Johnny, you got the long reach there. If you could do the honors, my friend, just put it right up in the middle there.
Dang. Rams fam, dinner is served.
All right, here we are wrapping up another episode of Rams Top Chef. Chef Dave brought the fire yet again. This is definitely the most ambitious holiday meal I've ever made. Cody, maybe add to that, but this has been amazing.
It's been awesome right here with the triple threat. You know, going with these triple threat special teams guys, it just fit hand in hand and came out delicious.
Excited. Let's give this thing a try. What do you say, Cody?
Let's dig in.
Boom. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I've had plenty of ham in my life. It has to be the best one I've ever had in my entire life. That is amazing. Holy cow.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm stealing all these recipes. The next Hecker family Christmas that I get to host, I'm definitely making this triple threat for them, and they're going to just have their minds blown. Very good.
Definitely going to pass this one down. Might have my name on it. No, I won't do that. I'll give you the credit right here.
Chef Dave's famous.
Chef Dave's famous right
here. Hey, you know, guys, I was going to comment on it, but I'm just enjoying watching you two house that thing so much that I'm just going to leave it at that. You guys keep digging in on that thing, man, because as a chef, I'll tell you, that's one of the best things you can see is people just enjoying the food, especially when you're working with the Los Angeles Rams and you guys created it with your own hands, right? Once again, great local product, great local players. Guys, great spending the holidays with you. Enjoy your meal.
Thanks, Chef Dave. Really appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks always so a pleasure, yeah. Johnny. Always a pleasure, Cody. Good stuff.
Oh, my God.
That's stupid how good that is. That's stupid. How do we make that?
Let's just keep eating it and call that anyway.
That's fine. Yeah, that's a great idea. Cut.